Hi, I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Huda.
And you are listening to
Min Hona,
Finding Refuge in Friendship. It's me, Melanie.
It's me, Huda.
Huda, when we first started this show, you were really interested in going into journalism, and you've changed what you want to do as a career. Can you tell us about what your new career path is?
First one, I was like, okay, I want to be a journalist, but also I want to be nursing because when the war starts, I cannot do anything for people. And the most important in Syria, they were needed nursing and journalism. So I changed this because when I came to United States, the first time for me, I went to the university hospital with my mom. We spent 2 days there. So I saw the nurses, how were very helpful for my mom, and they made her happy. So, and this is what I want in my life, to make people happy. So I decided to be nursing.
At first, you actually were thinking about a doctor, going into medicine as a doctor. And my husband, Nick, is a nurse, and you two had some conversations. What was it in those conversations that shifted you away from doctor toward nurse?
So he said two things. To be doctor, he said first thing, doctor, it's a good career, but it's like not as nursing to be with people all the time. Doctor, it's like few time with people, and I want to be like more with people. And also doctor need be very person, very serious, and take this very serious. For me, I cannot like wait more and be patient for it to be doctor, so I don't have time for that. Mm. So just I decided to be nursing.
Yeah, so if you're a nurse, you can get to work sooner. You've actually been looking into the JTED programs at your high school.
So this is program interesting for me because it has programs for nursing. And also they will give me credit, more credit for graduate from high school. So this has made me interesting for that. So I prepare for that next year.
So this is the Joint Technical Education District program, JTED for short, and it actually offers tuition-free career and technical education programs for high school students in nursing assistant, medical assistant, cosmetology, a variety of different fields so they can get out of high school and go right to work. One question I know that you've gotten already, you're a Muslim woman. In your day-to-day life, you don't touch men who are not family. So how can you be a nurse?
In this situation, in our religion, it's okay in like health situation or in emergency. In Islamic religion, in Muhammad age, there was woman. Her name Rufaida bint Ka'b al-Aslamiya. She was the first nurse in Islamic religion. She was helping the people in the war. And the important point is Muhammad, he was always thankful for her. And he honored her. So for that, it's no problem woman to be nursing and touch man.
And one of the things that Nick actually has changed a little bit of how he works as a nurse based on conversations with you. He works in an emergency room and he'll get Muslim women who wear hijab, who are patients in this emergency setting, and who maybe not in their day-to-day life, they might or might not be willing to touch a strange man. But in the emergency room, it's life or death. So they're willing to take off their hijab. They're willing to do whatever is needed. But he's started putting on gloves for procedures that he would not usually wear gloves, just so there's that little extra level of comfort of not being skin to skin touched by a man. And so that's something I know he's grateful to have learned from you about how to help his patients feel just a little bit more comfortable and a little bit happier in a bad situation. So thank you.
So this is very nice. As I am as a Muslim woman, I know it's okay if man touch me in this situation, but how much will be nice when somebody understand me and already know I didn't used to touch me. So this is make me nice, even if it's okay in our religion, but just nice from him.
From here, we are in safe hands.